What to sell?
I must say a pleasant good afternoon to everyone at the sound of my voice. And I would like to take this opportunity to say Happy Father's Day to all fathers. And if you are a committed father, I want to say to you, congratulations, and God bless you. But if you have failed, just want to say that God our Father gives second chance. Not only second chance, He gives third, fourth, seven, and even 7 times 70. That's our Father. I think we have already heard the gospel message in song, in words, testimony, so I would not be that long. Shall we turn our Bible to a very known portion in the book of Isaiah? In Isaiah chapter 55, verse 6 says, "Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the rebellious," he said, for wicked here, but all right. "Let the wicked forsake his ways, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord. And the Lord will have mercy upon him, and to our God he will abundantly pardon him." Praise the Lord. Shall we also look at another verse in the book of Psalms? Psalms 103, verse 8 says, "The Lord is merciful and gracious. He is slow to anger and plenteous in mercy. He will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever. He had not dealt with us according to our sins, nor reward us according to our iniquities. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is the mercy towards them that fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath God removed our transgression from us." Verse 13, "Like a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth those that fear him." And I trust that the Lord will add a blessing to the reading of his word for his name and mercy's sake. Yeah. Shall we commit this meeting to the Lord? Our Father, we thank you again for a blessed privilege you extend to us, where we can proclaim the gospel, the good news of salvation. We thank you, God, for everyone who have gathered here this afternoon. We pray, O God, for those who have not yet trusted thee as Lord and Savior. Lord, that they may recognize within themselves, they may seek you while you may be found, while they hear the word, while they have life, while the Holy Spirit knock at the heart door, they may trust you as Lord and Savior. We pray, God and Father, that you may give your servant the liberty that he may speak what you want him to speak. Lord, we commit this meeting into your hand in the worthy and precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise the Lord. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. What a loving father to be proud of, especially on Father's Day. Here is an article that everyone is aware of. I call it an earthly father compassionate pardon. It goes like this. I think everyone is aware of it. Everyone knows about it. On December 1st, 2024, the former President Joe Biden, the father of Hunter Biden, with the power vested in him as president, he issued a full unconditional pardon to his son Hunter before he leave office as president. This pardon, it covers all federal offense that Hunter may have committed from January 1st, 2014 to December 1st, 2024. That is the conviction sentence. Hunter is free from all federal conviction charges for that period. Although the current president is unhappy and bitter about it, but there is nothing he could now do about it. In Psalms 103:13, like a father pitieth his son, so the Lord pitieth those that fear him. In verse 12 says, for as far as the east is from the west, so far the Lord remove our iniquity from us. Praise the Lord. Amen. Did you hear that? Amen. As far as the east is from the west, so far has the Lord removed our iniquity from us. That's from us, from those that fear him. There is a song I used to sing since in Sunday school. Jesus took my burden and he rolled them in the sea. He rolled them in the sea. You know that? Jesus took my burden and he rolled them in the sea, never, never to remember them anymore. That's what we're talking about. Okay. I see, as far as the east is from the west, so far the Lord will remove our iniquity, transgression from those that fear him. Be careful with the word. From those, not from everybody. From those that fear him. I would like to make 2 points in this statement. When your heavenly Father forgive your sin, it is not for a period of time. Did you hear that? When your sin is forgiven by God, it is not just for a period of time, but it is for time and eternity. It is for past, present, and the future. That's when God forgives our sin. It's not like when the president might pardon his son for a period of time. But here, when our Heavenly Father forgives our sin, is for past, present, future, for all eternity. Praise the Lord for that. Praise him. He said, all your sin is forgiven. My second point is, Satan will be angry with you. And he will accuse you. He will accuse you again and again and again. Why? Because you are forgiven. Because your sin is pardoned, Satan will be angry with you. And he will come after you. He will be like a roaring lion seeking now to devour you. That's the work of Satan. Because you are pardoned, he is coming after you. He wants to get you back. That's the reason why the word of God says that Satan is like a roaring lion. All he's doing now, he is seeking to devour you. But you know something? Greater is he that is in you. Did you hear that? I say, greater is he that is in you. Who is in you? Now the Holy Spirit is in you. The Holy Spirit now gives you. Come, become your helper. The Holy Spirit is the one who is going to fight that battle for you. Because you cannot fight that battle yourself. Now you have the Holy Spirit is going to fight that battle for you. You now surrender to the Holy Spirit to take control of that battle that Satan want to have you and sift you like wheat. But now you are going to surrender to the Holy Spirit that is going to fight this battle for you. Praise the Lord. We have the Holy Spirit to fight that battle for us. So we say, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the Lord. When you believe that Jesus Christ died for your sin, you are forgiven with Christ's righteousness imputed in you, and the Holy Spirit become your helper. He will give you the power to fight the battle. Praise the Lord. He will give you the power to fight the battle. I sincerely believe that every earthly father will love to do good for the children. Amen? I sincerely believe that every earthly father will love to do what is good for the children. But I know for sure our Heavenly Father is willing and ready to do what is best for you. He's ready to do what is very best for you. In Luke chapter 11, verse 11 to 13. Can I put Luke chapter 11? Luke chapter 11 to 30, verse 11 says, if a son asks a bread from any father among you, the question is, will you give him a stone? That's a question. Or if he asks you for a fish, will you give him a serpent instead of a fish? Question. Or if he asks you for an egg, will you offer him a scorpion? Verse 13. If then you been evil, he's talking about your present father, the earthly father. If you then be evil, know how to give good gift to your children. How much more will your heavenly father give them the Holy Spirit to those that ask? And that's what we would like to talk about. If your earthly father could give everything to you, how much your heavenly father want to give you the Holy Spirit? And that's what we want to really speak about, the Holy Spirit. Receiving the best gift on Father's Day. Receiving the best gift on Father's Day. You might ask, what is the best gift? In Romans 6:23 says, for the wages of sin is death. But the free gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. You hear about the free gift? That free gift is eternal life, and you get it through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That only way you get the free gift, you come from him. In Romans 1:16, the Apostle Paul says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth." To everyone that believe. Listen to what he said. I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, because it's the power of God unto salvation to everyone that would believe. Everyone, black, white, young, old. Well, he said, to the Jew or also to the Greek. And in the gospel of Jesus Christ, wherein lies the righteousness of God. You know what he's saying? I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believe. To the Jews, to the Greek, for in the gospel of Jesus Christ is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. God's righteousness is revealed in the gospel. The gospel which is the good news which we preach. The gospel, the good news where Jesus Christ told his disciples, go out into the world and preach the gospel. The gospel is the good news where he gave them the great commission that we have to go and tell people that Jesus Christ is Lord. He died for your sin according to the scripture. He was buried and rose again for your justification. That's where righteousness lies. And if you do not hear the gospel, read the gospel to know what the gospel say, you would be in your sin and you would not have the best gift, eternal life, even for Father's Day. You have to hear the gospel or read the gospel and come to know the good news that Jesus Christ died for my sin. He was buried and rose again on the third day. That's only how you get salvation, through the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. The only how you get the new life, through the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that is what we present here every Sunday. That's what this church is all about. That's why we go out on the street. That's why we go out on the highway and the byway, to tell people that Jesus Christ died for their sin and he was buried and rose again for their justification. And if they believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, they shall be saved. That's what this church do. That's why we have outreach. That's why we have Awana. That's why we have Sunday school. That's why we have gospel meeting, to tell people about the love of God, that Jesus Christ died for their sin. To tell people that God so loved you, God so loved me, God so loved the world that he gave his only son. And if you only believe in him, you would not perish, but you are going to have eternal life. That's what the gospel is all about. The gospel is to tell people that everybody come into the world as a sinner and they need a savior, and Jesus, God provide that only remedy through the person of Jesus Christ and nowhere else. If God wanted to tell you, you could swim from the ocean from here to Alaska and you go get salvation, he didn't do it that way. He make it only through the Lord Jesus Christ. That was his plan from foundation. From since man's sin in the garden, God activated his plan. He put his plan in action. And he wants you to believe in Jesus Christ for the salvation of your soul. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's what Paul says. He's not ashamed to tell people the good news of salvation, that Christ died for their sin, and that's what he continued to do. That's why he was able to say, by the grace of God, I am just what I am, a minister, a servant of the Lord Jesus Christ. He was not ashamed to say it. Continue. The gospel is the good news of salvation God's righteousness, that's where it's revealed. 1 Corinthians 15, I speak about it, where Paul says that Christ died for a sin according to the scripture. I speak about that. In Acts 4:12, he reminds us again. He said, neither is there salvation in any other. I just mentioned it. We can't even say if you go to Alaska to reach, swim to. Neither is there salvation in any other. For there is no other name under heaven given amongst men whereby we must be saved. I said no other name. If God wanted to do something else, he could have told you he'd do something else. But he said only by the name of Jesus. And there is absolutely no other name and no other way. Jesus Christ came and tell you that I am the way and I am the truth and I am the life and no man come to the Father except through me. Jesus Christ himself said so. No one come to the Father except through me. Here is what the basic of salvation is: to be rescued from the penalty and the power of sin. Amen? I said the basic of salvation is to be rescued from the penalty and the power of sin. Salvation is the beginning of a walk with God. First step. I said salvation is the beginning of a walk with God. Salvation is a gift of grace from God by the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Salvation is a gift of grace that comes from God through the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. In Ephesians 2 verse 8 and 9 says, for by grace you are saved through faith, and that not of yourself. It is the gift of God, not of works, so you would not boast. You would not boast about it because you did not do anything to deserve it. Grace is an unmerited favor that you does not work for. You does not deserve it. Why you does not deserve it? Because you was not obedient to God. Because of the sin in our life. But still, God give us grace, something we does not deserve. What we deserve? We deserve punishment. Under the law, we deserve punishment. That's what he said. Because the wages of sin is death. The payment for your sin would be death. Now, if it is death, everyone must die to fulfill what the law says. But here, for you to die, everybody die. But God, in his love and mercy, he sent his only begotten son on the cross to die, to take my place and to take your place. Now he died for me. And we can also die in Christ. When we believe Christ, that everything that Christ put on us. So now, by believing in Jesus Christ for your salvation, everything that is in Christ, it come upon me. All the righteousness that is in Christ, all this righteousness come upon me and you, just by believing in the Lord Jesus Christ. Just by trusting, having faith in Jesus Christ. You are saved and saved for all eternity. Okay. In verse 7 says, let the wicked forsake his ways, and the unrighteous man his thought, and let him return to the Lord. All the Lord wants to have and seen a man is to have, he is willing to have compassion in you. He's willing and waiting to receive you so that you could have eternal life. Eternal life. Compassion is to show pity, a care, a concern for the suffering. And everybody coming to this world, they need compassion. Why? Because we all are sinners. We need for God to have mercy and compassion on us. We have compassion, for example, like the father of the prodigal son. He had compassion on him. There is a story in Luke 15 talk about the father had two sons. And one of them says to his father, "Father, give me what belonged to me." And the father gave him what belonged to him. And as the word says, he took everything and went to a far country. And there he wasted everything he have that he was given with unrighteous living. Now everything is finished. Now he been in want. He broke and he been in want now. But what he did now, he went and joined himself with a citizen of the country. Because no one give him anything to eat. So there they hire him, but the job they give him is to feed swine. And this Jewish man, young man, he have nothing to do with swine, nothing to do with pigs, but he went himself and joined himself with that's the job he gets. And the time came when he was so hungry, he had nothing, nobody give him anything. What he did, he joined himself by eating the food that the pig eat. That's where he reached. As low as eating the pig food. But as he still unto himself, he came to his senses, as the word says. But when he came to himself, he said to himself, "How much my father have, enough and to spare, and here I am perishing with swine." But what he said, "I will arise." Praise the Lord. He came to himself, he came to his senses, and he said, "I will arise. And I will go to my father and says, 'Father, I have sinned against you.'" Somebody need to arise this morning. Somebody who have not yet chosen the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, they need to arise and say, "Lord, have mercy on me." You need to arise and go to your father. "Lord, have mercy upon me." And that's what he said, "I will arise and go to my father." But here the father was still looking out for him because that's his son. And this morning I want to tell you, God is looking out for you. God is wanting to rescue the perishing. God wants to care for the dying. Because he is merciful. He is merciful indeed. And his simple step, like the prodigal son, when his father saw him afar, he had compassion on him. God wants to have compassion on you this morning if you have not trusted him as Lord and Savior. He wants to have compassion on you. He wants to forgive your sin. He wants to cleanse you. And he wants to give you Jesus' righteousness. And it's simple. It's simple. Romans 10:13, it said, "If thou shalt," Romans 10:13, "for whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved." Simple like that. Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. You could call, I could call, anybody who have not yet chosen the Lord Jesus Christ, and you call on his name. How you call? In Romans 10:9 says, "If thou shalt believe in thy heart the Lord Jesus and confess with thy mouth that God has raised Jesus from the dead, you will be saved. For with thy heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with thy mouth you make confession that Jesus Christ is your Lord, and you will be saved." And it's simple like that. We had a lot of time, we spent a lot of time here this morning, and as I told you before, wouldn't spend much time. So I'll cut it right now and let you know that you can come to Jesus by simple trusting faith. By believing that Jesus Christ died for my sin, and believing, if I believe that Jesus died for my sin, and I confess him as Lord and Savior in my life, you will be saved. Not might. You will be saved. I trust that what you heard this morning, if you have not yet trusted in the Lord Jesus Christ for the salvation of your soul, I think this was simple enough. You can know that believing on the Lord Jesus Christ and tell the Lord, look, I believe today would be the best day as Father's Day. I have not yet trusted you as my Father because I have been rebellious, as the word says in the same Isaiah. Seek the Lord while he may be found. The word while could be means that time, while could be it means at time right now. You does not know what will happen tomorrow. We saw last Thursday 242 people board a plane from India. They did not know about the while. And out of these 242 people, they board the plane, 241 perish. I said 241 perish. I don't know the situation if they know about the while, if they had trust the Lord Jesus Christ. And out of these 242 people, there is only one that walk away with his life. But I say 241 perish. I say seek the Lord while he may be found. While you have time, while you have life, while you can see, while you can hear the gospel preach, because the time will come when you will not hear this gospel preach anymore. Amen? Amen. While the Holy Spirit is knocking at your heart door, there is a time will come when the Holy Spirit would not knock at your heart door anymore. That's the word of God. I trust that you may come to Jesus before it's too late. And I would remiss if I do not give an invitation, because there is someone I remember is an invitation they gave to me, and I put my hands up to let them know that I want to know about the Lord. And I'm asking you, if you have heard the word and the Spirit of God tell you, you feel a conviction in your heart. That's how the Spirit does. He brings a conviction to your heart and tell you, you need Jesus. He will not always do that. But if the Spirit do that to you, with you today, just indicate by the raising of your hand right where you are. I trust today would be the best day for you. You can do that right now. Just slip your hand up and take it down. If you believe that the Lord Jesus Christ is speaking to you and the Holy Spirit is convicting you, just lift your hand up and take it down. Well, I give you a chance and you did not accept it, so the choice is yours. I trust that the Lord would have blessing to the preaching of the gospel through his dear name and mercy's sake.
Thank you, Brother Norman. I don't know if it can get any clearer than that, but I will also extend an invitation. This has brought us to the end of the service. I'm going to close in prayer. I want to invite you to join us on the other side of the building for some refreshment if you so choose. But this is an opportunity for you to accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior right now. It's a really simple process. And what I would ask is that you just find one of the brothers or sisters that you see sitting up in the front. Anyone that looks like they belong at this church can tell you how to be saved, because we've all heard the truth. So I extend that invitation to you. Also, I want to remind those who might want to that after this service, there will be blood pressure screening over here in the corner. So if you want to get your blood pressure checked before you leave, that will be available to you also. Once again, there are no classes. There will be a short Sunday school program. And I want to wish everybody a very, very happy and prosperous Father's Day. Let us pray. Blessed Lord and Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word that has gone out. We thank you for our brother, and we ask that you would just continue to bless him and bring him up in the spirit. Dear Lord and Heavenly Father, we as a church praise your name, and we are wonderfully thankful for every opportunity that you give us to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. We pray, dear Lord, that if there's anyone in this room who does not know you as Savior, who is questioning the very fact right now, and if they leave and walk out this room, I pray that they would get no peace, that they would get no rest until they come to know you as Savior. Dear Lord and Heavenly Father, we thank you for your Son. We thank you for your love that you have demonstrated to us. We ask your blessing upon the rest of the day, and we ask all of this in that most wonderful and precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.